Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Shannon, that's not the song I asked for, but it's okay because I like it. Not it.
It says House of the Rising Sun, Five Finger Death Punch.
This is not the fucking Five Finger Death Punch cover of House of the Rising Sun. You can just use your ears.
I don't know what the song sounds like. It's 95 million views.
It's a good song, that's why. I don't mind it. Fuck. Yeah, it sucks, dang. But it's good. Yeah, obviously it sucks. Can we get this fucking, like, it sucks. Yes. Yes, it sucks. But you understand why people like this, and they bop their head to it, and they go, yeah, fucking. It's like, I don't know, man.
Maybe.
It's just kind of the same argument I'm making about horror as a genre.
All right, well, we're going to get to it right now. Listen, it's a Real Ass Podcast. I'm back in New York City. Holy shit, guys. Long vacation, Disney World, way too long, but to watch the smile on my son's face, worth it 1,000 times over, and it is a fucking big scam, but God bless Disney World for scamming everyone. Scam That Jew winners of the week, Disney World. Can we send them a Scam That Jew t-shirt just to Disney? I don't know what happened to the music. No, don't change it now,
no,
you fucking
it.
Retard.
I think it's just a very long video. It's the same thing.
No.
It's 6 minutes long.
That's crazy, Shannon.
I swear to God, I didn't change
it. That's crazy.
I swear to God.
You know what? These guys think I abuse you, but they don't realize how stupid you are.
I'm impressed that the song you requested is worse than the song they played by accident. I didn't think that was possible.
I think that makes the cover of House of the Rising Sun.
Yeah,
that's what this is now.
Yeah.
I think that also makes the abuse worse.
What?
If she's stupid.
No, it makes it better.
Good point.
No.
You don't understand. I beat my son, but he's retarded. And he pisses me off.
We got a great show planned today. It is the first show of the month now, technically, sort of. So we're giving away a free t-shirt today. You know that. If you guys go to iTunes right now, leave us a 5-star ranking. No, I'm sorry. Leave us any ranking, any review, because we're not bribing you. You can leave us a shitty review and you can still win. This month's winner of a free Real Ass Podcast t-shirt or mug. Trox rocks your socks.
His comment is, the title is Best Show on the Network, gave 5 stars, and the comment is, give this poor college kid a free t-shirt.
Bitch, you got it. You got that. You know what? He gets a t-shirt and a mug because he's poor. Don't act like I don't fucking give, Nick. We're going to get into this, too. We have a great show.
I did not say you don't give.
You think
when
I'm
did I
different.
Say... What?
You tell me that to my face.
No, now give. You want to talk about mischaracterizing arguments.
I love your beard, Nick.
Oh, thanks.
This is fucking cool. You're even more manly. I think you grew it in one day because you're new doing the podcast.
Yeah.
You're like, I got to fucking show Lewis what's up.
Right. I got to look like a businessman.
Yes, exactly. Great show planned today. Let's get into it. Let's get some plugs out of the way, actually. Let's get it done right quick. Joe DeRosa, what do you got to plug?
I will be in Rochester, New York at the Carlson August 8th, 9th, 10th. My next road gig. So come. Oh, and if you're in L.A., Can I Kick It? Returns hip hop and comedy July 20th at Legion Post 43 in Hollywood. Me, Al Jackson, Tone Bell. Come out for that. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Love Al Jackson.
Yeah.
My buddy Al Jackson.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Party with that guy in Cancun.
He's
almost
fun.
Died with that man.
Yeah, I've almost died with him several times.
Nick Mullen.
Nothing on the road. I guess I'm selling t-shirts now.
Oh yeah, I saw it, but they're just t-shirts,
but I'm doing the fulfillment myself, so I have something to do during the day.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
So you're just doing your...
I made a day job for
But they're
myself.
Not Cometown t-shirts, they're just t-shirts.
Some of them are, I guess, but yeah, no, it's just whatever. This is like a new project.
I love Nick. I love them. It's great. I really do.
It's been great. I've like had nothing to do for 2 years.
Maybe you could teach us something about fucking t-shirt printing, because we have our own t-shirt printing
what
as well.
Kind of, I don't know. I have somebody else print them.
We print them
and then ships them to me, and then I sell them, you know, at like markup.
Why don't you just fucking have us print them for you? We'll talk later.
You do direct to garment, right?
Well, we do a handful of things. Okay. Let's talk after the show.
All right. Zach Amico.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not finally. Check out my other show on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Every Friday at midnight, comics watching horror movies, B-movies, genre films, and any other piece of shit I feel like putting on.
I love it.
That sounds like fun.
Great show. Great show, guys. You know what's up, man. GasDigitalNetwork.com is the website. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. Access to every episode of the Real Ass Podcast that we've ever done. Every episode of Legion of Skanks. Believe you me. Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Dave Smith's Part of the Problem. 20 incredible shows here on the network. One price, $7. You get the entire on-demand library, pre-release, uncensored, ad-free, and more. Use that promo code RAP. Also, you save $1.50 a month. $7. It's not bad. It's a good deal right
great.
There. Some road stuff. September, I'm in San Diego. Skanks are coming to Boston. Skanks are coming to Chicago. A lot of cool stuff happening, guys. Just go to get the special. If you guys want to watch my stand-up right now, I'm not doing a lot on the road. Just go to Luis J. Gomez Presents, luisjgomez.com. You could purchase my comedy special, which I appreciate all the positive feedback. All right. Let's get into it. I'm fat as shit right now. I just got back from...
I was going to say.
Yeah. I'm disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fine. But you're a fucking, you know, I can't compare myself to you. You're all OCD about getting in shape. You got a beard now. You're fucking crushing it, dude.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. But I here's what I've done, though.
But you do this. You get in shape, and then you get disgusting.
Yeah.
There's no, like, I've made a change, and now I'm going to make it sustainable. No.
It's because I'm a narcissist, and I need to get attention, whether it's good or bad.
Yeah.
So
I do the same thing, except I don't let myself, like, you put on, like, probably 40 extra pounds.
Yeah, I would say that's accurate.
Yeah,
there we go.
Yeah,
this week while he was in Disney, yes.
Right?
No, at least 10
before you left. We all should have invested in turkey legs.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't care anymore. That's the funny part. I'm starting to give up.
You did say that. You said this is my last round of getting hot. Last time around,
I'm not. You know, it's fine. I'm not going to be Bobby Kelly fat.
Yeah,
like that's you say ridiculous. That.
Bobby Kelly said, "I'm not going to be Louis Anderson." And then he became Bobby Kelly fat, which is worse. Yeah. People don't even remember Louis Anderson anymore.
You're like, dude, that's how alpha
you are.
Who, that
gay guy?
I said, get him a fucking bottle. They got you a bit. They just see you. They thought it was the same bottle. And they were
I told them I don't. Whatever Zach has that I asked for, make sure I get a better version.
Of course. I understand.
I don't want to be a
podcast.
Right. I don't want to be seen as on par with Zach.
Yeah, I'm not. I've given up. And to be honest with you, now that I'm single, I'm getting more attention from chicks that I've ever gotten in my entire life. I'm, you know.
You hear that, Kim?
Yeah, exactly.
Take that.
I really am, though. I'm dead ass. Dude, maybe it's because I have, you know, the festival's going well and there's more fans that come into the podcast every month. But I'm doing better.
No, it's because it's hot girl summer.
Yeah, but I'm telling you that I'm starting to not care. I'm just going to be this. This is not that bad.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, sure. You're fine.
Yeah, Joe, you're fucking sluggish.
Yeah. I mean, I don't.
But you're confident as fuck. You get hot chicks.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
When's the last time you worked out?
Years.
I know.
Years.
And Joe DeRosa smashes hot pussy. I'm telling you right now, I've watched this man crush some fucking hot pussy. Mm-hmm. And
were the days.
And he doesn't even have my arms. At least I have good arms.
I don't got shit, dog.
Look, I got nothing, man. Look at him. He doesn't care.
No, I don't, you know, I'm perpetually single, and I've never worked out, and, you know, I like being thin enough that I don't feel like a piece of shit, but I just don't care enough, dude. I try not to eat junk.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, that's as far as I'm taking it. I try not to eat junk. I try to eat normal food.
Yeah.
And I drink, you know, I smoke ciggies.
You smoke cigarettes, dude?
Yeah,
I don't care. I love it. I need that freedom. I would rather die 10 years earlier.
Yeah.
Because, by the way, that's it. You know, Zach's only dying about 10 years earlier than...
And those are shitty years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the 80 to 90 fucking sucks all the dick in the world. okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So why not live your life?
Yeah, people used to have to respect you. You'd get your own hut, and then people thought you like knew magic.
Yeah.
And they would come in, and they'd be like, what's the weather going to be this week? And like, it's going to rain. And then if it doesn't, like, they kill somebody.
Yeah.
They think it's like, oh, we pissed off God, and we need to sacrifice a child, because the old guy said it was supposed to rain. It didn't work out. You have that kind of power, but yeah, of course, anymore.
No.
You can't even be racist anymore.
What?
That used to, that was the one thing they had left.
What?
Is 90-year-olds, they got to be racist.
Yes.
And now it's like, we got to cancel his grandpa.
Are they going after old people? They try to do it with Stan Lee.
Yeah, no, they do that. Like, there's always videos of like some fucking guy like in a diaper and on dialysis wearing a Make America Great Again hat and a fucking like, you know, a Ruby Tuesdays and someone being like, fuck you.
Well, what about
you know?
The chick that on the female soccer team that dropped the flag?
I didn't see, I didn't watch it.
I'll pull up that video of the.
I refuse to watch it because they don't pay them enough.
Are you seeing,
I'm boycotting the event.
No, you're.
What did she do?
So, okay. So, first of all, female soccer, nobody cares. Okay. Nobody cares about fucking male soccer. We don't care in this country. Once every 4 years, the fucking World Cup comes around and everybody pretends to give a fuck, just like
it's
they care about figure skating.
To go to bars and drink. That's it.
It's just, it's horseshit.
It's like the Olympics. It's nobody gives a fuck. It's an excuse to go out and drink.
Exactly.
It's a horrible, uncircumcised sport.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's awful. And nobody, like in other countries, that's fine. But they want us, so they want us to feel bad and pay, I guess, the fee, because they went to and won the World Cup and the men team sucks dick. They, I guess, there are people are up in arms being like, oh, it's got to be equal pay. You have to pay these girls more, if not equal to the dudes.
Yeah. All right. I don't have a problem with that.
No.
Why?
Because it's a fucking business. If they're not selling the tickets, they're not selling the tickets.
Yeah, so people aren't buying tickets.
No,
for
they are. My sister,
are they? If they, yeah. If, here's the thing, if they are making more money, then yeah, obviously I agree. They should. My assumption, because the way people that are in business, they want to make more money and they want to keep the athletes happy. They want to keep them winning. If they were making more money than the men's team, they would get paid more. Ronda Rousey was making more money than most of the UFC athletes, most of the male UFC athletes. There was no sexism there. And it's one of the most, Dana White was on record like 4 years ago being like, women will never fight. They have no place in the sport. Like, it was crazy.
Right.
And it's a fucking business, and nobody's trying to keep women down in that fucking business. They love the fact that they won the World Cup. I don't believe that more people are watching female soccer than male soccer. I think
Forbes put out an article today. The Women's World Cup generated $113 million in revenue. Men's World Cup, $70 billion.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were going to be against me. And I was like, God damn it, Zach.
It's literally 100 times as much money.
Oh, yeah. Right, so fuck them. They should get paid 100 times
also,
less.
Also, these bitches lost to a high school team of guys.
Well, that did was they? Like, oh, they played a high school
that team? That was an exhibition game, and it's like you're a bunch of adults playing children. I don't know if that if that's like...
You went... Athletes are athletes, dude. They're not going to let some kids just beat them.
They do it with retarded kids all the time.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, look. You take any...
Nobody's like, wow, this retarded kid scored a touchdown on... wait, you're all off the team.
If you took those... If you took any fucking WNBA player...
Yeah.
Take any the five best and put them at any fucking basketball court in Harlem, they'll get smoked.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get smoked.
Well, to be honest with you, I haven't really looked into it. But like, that's one of those things where it's like, I don't want to just trust my instinct and have like a take one way or the other, because I have no fucking idea.
Yeah,
I had heard that, yeah, they don't sell as many tickets. I'm like, okay, I guess it makes sense then. But then I saw something the other day saying that they like made more money or had more viewership.
Some horseshit, because it was some angle.
Maybe not the World Cup. The Women's World Cup obviously didn't make as much money, but like the U.S. women's soccer team did more numbers in
gate sales or something like that.
Yeah, more numbers in
but
ticket
there's
sales.
A bigger, there's a much bigger picture there.
Sure,
there's way more that goes into it. There's sponsorship dollars. There's,
sure.
I mean, there's, it's a fucking crazy business. And people that are in business, they want to make more fucking money. They don't give a fuck, dude. If you think they have a soul, one way or another, they are trying to do their, whatever the angle is to make money. And let me tell you something. The angle, you see everybody is taking sort of the SJW approach in business and marketing, and that's a whole
I'll tell you what. In 10 years, the women's soccer team is going to be nothing but trans women, and it'll be as competitive as, you know, men's soccer, and then the ticket sales will work themselves out that way.
So what did these women do on the, what's the
okay
thing?
So they here's what happened when they were celebrating when they won. This is it. So all right, pull it back for a second. So they got excited. She has the American flag and she just says, fuck you, America. Look at that. She wants to shit on it. She was gonna shit on it, and that girl moved it out of the way before she took a dump on the American flag. Look at that.
Is it
right there?
Is that what she's doing?
Or no, is she just no, like she moved this so I don't step on it?
No, obviously. She got excited.
Yeah, yeah. She put it down.
She put it down to take a fucking picture. Yeah, it's the biggest moment of her fucking life.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so
and
people are
idiots are fucking freaking out. Mm-hmm. Who cares? If you give a fuck, okay? I mean, look, all right, fine. Here's what I'll say. If you served in the military, fine, you can fucking care. You can care, but even so, get over it, okay? What are you, fucking crazy? Do you have other shit going on in your life? If your life is so good that you give a fuck about this bitch dropping the American flag on the floor,
yeah,
you have a very privileged life. You have to look in the mirror and go, wait, you know what? I maybe have a lot of privilege.
No, I agree with that. I agree with that. And I also, you know, I used to say about the Confederate flag people, it's like, fine, you're not automatically a racist if you like a Confederate flag. Fine, I'll accept that premise. A Confederate flag.
It's the best kind.
I'll accept that premise. I go, but...
Southern dandy. Well, I would describe myself as a Confederate fag. If I were to whip my lips upon such words, I would say that I'm a Confederate fag.
Sounds like a gay supergroup.
But you're just
sweet homo Alabama.
You're just a nostalgia nerd. Yeah. It's just you're a nerd. You're a fucking nerd. Go to the Renaissance Fair, nerd. Mm-hmm. Who's all into this shit from however many years ago?
If
go
you are just into Civil War reenactment. If you were just into like that, well,
the
like
flag
stuff.
Used to have instructions. It would say you can't walk on the flag right on there, and there was a snake. And they took all that shit off. They're like, oh, people know. And it's like, what happens? 100 years later, it's getting stepped on by a bunch of whores.
A bunch of fucking dykes.
By a bunch of soccer whores.
Let's say that's your thing. It's like, oh, I'm really into Confederate culture. If that is your only...
You're a nerd.
If that's your only thing, though. But then if you're like fucking all into politics and all the other shit, and you're like fucking out there on Twitter, you know, yapping about everything else... If it was nuanced like that, I wouldn't fucking care. But the reality is, everyone sort of falls on one side of the argument. You know, I don't really give a shit. I don't really, but I also don't care about racism. I think racism, I legitimately, when people are racist, I really think it's a good thing. It's not necessarily.
Why? In what way? How do you mean?
It's good that they verbalize it. It's good that they're honest about it.
So
I would rather
filter them out. Or, yeah. No, I agree with
that.
We
should know.
I absolutely agree with that.
We're in a fucking world where people are hiding it, and you want to just everyone to be fake and then behind to have manipulative, fucked up things. They're suppressing these evil thoughts, and then you're working with them, and you're expecting to kind of move forward in society with them. It's not going to fucking happen. Racism is not going away. So why are we trying to put? We're putting like deodorant on it.
Yeah. No. There's an awesome clip.
But it'll always be that
of Malcolm X from I forget what talk show. It's a clip, obviously, from the 50s or 60s, when he's still alive, obviously. But he says the talk show host goes, "Do you respect the Democrat or the Republican more?" And he goes, "It's foxes and wolves. Foxes and wolves both want the lamb chop at the end of the day. The difference is the fox acts like it's the lamb's friend. The wolf can't help but be a wolf. So in that sense, I respect the Republican more for at least showing me his true colors."
It's like a Lewis type of analogy.
Yeah.
Where it doesn't apply to the reality. It doesn't make any sense.
I think it's a good analogy.
Makes perfect sense.
Well, foxes don't pretend to be lamb's friend.
Well, like a sly fox. That's the point.
Sure. It's maybe
like
a cartoon version of...
It's not a perfect...
disagreeable guy.
He really is. Yeah. Dude, hold on. Can I say, look, let's get into this now because I would rather just get out of the way. And I didn't want to make the whole show this because Tim Dillon, Nick Mullen, they're fucking jerks. Okay, I'll say it right to your fucking face, okay?
Wait, who is?
Tim Dillon.
Bad argumentation.
Why them together, though?
Because Nick goes on Tim's new fucking web show.
Tim's going to hell or whatever?
It's not his podcast anymore. It's his new web show. Not his non-gas digital web show.
His
little fucking...
He thinks he's too good for gas
LA climbing fucking web show. Joe Rogan thinks he's fucking cool and retweeted him 4 times, so now Tim's on his fucking own. Good. Mm-hmm. Have fun. I hope he fucking has a heart attack in the LA heat. I really do.
Jeez.
So I loved him, by the way. I'm the biggest... But I didn't listen to that show yesterday.
Yeah.
Because somebody told me that you guys were being cunts. Mm. I listened to it to support Tim, even though he left my fucking network. The second we start making this fucker money, the second he's got the downloads where he can start making a little bit of cash, he goes, all right, cool, I don't really need you guys anymore. For 2.5 years, we've been investing in his fucking show, and it is what it is. I don't fucking take it personally. Tim are friends.
He ended his Going to Hell show?
Yeah, with Gas Digital. I don't know if he's going to continue to do Tim Dillon is Going to Hell, but he's doing a web series.
He moved to LA, to be fair.
We have shows in LA. It's fine. Michael Bisping, second biggest show on the network. Fucking huge star, makes a lot of money. has a show in LA. But Dee Snider, you know, Twisted Sister, we're not going to take it. Show in LA. Anyway, okay. Not even a big deal.
You so
know.
What happened?
So Tim fucking leaves the network. It's fine. So he invites Nick Mullen on his podcast yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know. They just spent the first 10 minutes of the show fucking trashing me and trashing my tweet.
Not trashing you.
Unfairly.
Just your dumb argument.
Nope. And also mischaracterizing my argument.
No.
Yes.
No. How is it mischaracterized?
Okay,
the
hold on.
The poker analogy doesn't hold.
Pull up my tweet.
Yes.
Pull up my tweet. I'll let DeRosa read it because I don't want to. I want this to be completely unfucking.
Here we go. Because here he is. Here's somebody who is just watching the game per your analogy.
Okay, just good. Read the tweet, Joe.
If you don't own a business, have kids, or own property, your opinion is less valid on most issues. A poker player without chips is just watching the game.
So that's my tweet.
I don't agree with that.
No, I don't want to debate the tweet just yet.
Okay.
I don't agree with that.
I want your opinion on that in a second, okay?
You cannot, not having children.
I didn't mean literally a second.
Owning a business in the sense that you mean it there, which is a very.
I mean, most comedians.
I mean,
if that's what they do for a living, they're a business owner. Let me clarify.
Well, hold on. Let me say thing first.
Say it, Joe. Sorry. I get worked up.
I wouldn't be doing this. If he said, I agree with that, I wouldn't immediately be defending my
You're
position.
You're right.
I'd
Fine.
Let him take
it. Yeah, but I don't have that fucking beard. If I had that beard, I'd have the confidence to just sit there and be like, yeah, disagree.
Go ahead. Walk through it.
I technically own my own business. In different, you know, interpretations of whatever that means. I think when you write it like that, it sounds a little ghettoized in the sense of, you know, it sounds like you're saying if you don't own Gas Digital or something like that
right.
with employees and such, you're not, you know, whatever. So let's take that one out of it because you can certainly be fiscally responsible and fiscally successful without owning the business. There are plenty of CEOs that are proof of that. So that negates the first part.
I would probably throw CEOs in there too.
The second part. Well, but okay, but that's you know what you said.
I'm dissecting the tweet as I read it. It literally because I said.
I am.
Read it again.
I know.
I very literally.
Business, have a kid, own property, your opinions on most issues.
Is less valid on most issues.
Okay, and again, I disagree. Having kids to me is almost stupid. You know, that's how I feel about it. I respect the fact that you have a kid. I respect the fact that you're in love with the idea of having a kid. And I respect the fact that you're a great father. To me, it's dumb. I don't want to do it.
Right.
And I have a lot of ethical reasons why I don't want to do it, at least at this stage of my life. Now, that might change. So you could argue that part of it, too. And then owning property also, there are plenty of economic arguments against owning property in this day and age, and that you're better off renting.
You're talking about
not being tethered.
He's misinterpreting your argument in
as
a completely different way.
Of course.
You're also not even, because this is three different people. So this is a problem with you being ineffective when it comes to communicating your idea.
Maybe.
What were you trying to say?
That's another problem.
Let me respond to what you're saying.
Sure.
What he's trying to say is, look at me. That's what every tweet says.
Joe's reading this as you saying you should have a business and kids and whatever, that's not even the point.
Not what I'm saying either.
I read it as if you don't have a business, you don't have kids, you don't, whatever the third one was, your opinion is less valued on those issues specifically.
Right. Which is not what I meant either.
Which is not what you meant either.
No, I thought he meant the other thing. I thought he meant if you don't have these things, most things you can't weigh
that's
in.
That's what he's saying.
This is where everyone's
Yeah.
I'm not saying that people can't weigh in. Okay. I'm saying that if you don't have something of real value that you are afraid of losing.
Your own life is somehow that has no value.
Yeah, but it's a little different.
Your own liberty, freedom.
No, everyone has a life, so it's like no, not everybody's responsible. I don't respect everybody's opinion on everything. I just don't. And everyone makes their own standard of what they respect. A lot of the times, you know, Big J made the point yesterday because we were talking about this. He was like, yeah, dude, if you don't know how to play Madden, I can't really talk to you about most things. Mm-hmm. It's like people make their own crazy.
He's joking, and that's also wrong.
He's totally joking because I can talk to Jay about most things, and I don't know how to play Madden.
My point is that if you don't have something on the table,
at
if you don't have chips on the table, at stake,
yeah.
that I respect your opinion on most things less. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying you shouldn't be able to weigh in. I'm not saying that you shouldn't be able to vote. You shouldn't be able to have rights.
So you respect my opinion on most things less.
No, I don't.
Let's say this.
This is a generalization.
Yeah.
There's a lot of nuance. There's people that fit none of those categories, and I respect them on such a high level. So no, this isn't an exact science here, but you're a business owner. So you've been doing stand-up comedy and being an actor. I'm sure you have your own LLC based around you being a comic. No, you have something.
But the analogy makes no sense either. Let's say you're playing a poker game and the world's greatest poker player is standing here watching you play the game. Their opinion on, which again, now this is supposed to be generalized.
It's not on poker. That's not the opinion on it. It's not their opinion on poker.
It's their opinion on what?
I think on most issues. You're also taking it very...
Having stake in something makes you more emotional and probably like less capable of making an objective decision
about
something.
That's not true. Because when you have something like a business or property or a child, you consider your actions, in my opinion, more carefully than people that don't have those
things. Yeah, but parents groups are like, not anymore, but it used to be that they always push for like ridiculous legislation or whatever to protect kids. That's why we can't have like peanuts on airplanes or straws. And it's like that is a direct result of people who have kids being more invested, more skin in the game, as it were.
What do you mean?
What do I mean? It's like people.
What do you mean?
If you have children, if you're going to be overprotective for your children, like that's an issue. Do you think we shouldn't be allowed to have peanuts on airplanes?
Do I think we should be? No, I think we should be.
Do you think it's more of like someone's that is an issue that parents are have a more valid opinion about?
You are way too specific about this. I'm saying
I'm looking for a practical.
Am I being fucking crazy about this? I'm just saying that if you have a property, if you have a child, or if you own a business, that those are things that are and I was trying to think of things. Other things that were fucking like big and important that you could lose.
Yeah.
It's not just.
What's one of the issues that their opinion is
about? Once you have a kid.
Pick one issue.
Once you have a kid, something else that you'll realize is like, holy shit, how little your life means.
Give me an issue that their opinion is more valid.
Literally any issue.
No,
pick one.
I'm going to arrogantly say what I think you meant by this.
Good.
And what where I think this was coming from. Okay. So just hear me out.
Good.
Well, I think what this was truly motivated by, you getting annoyed at young people having having such heavy opinions, and this was your way of saying you haven't been through shit.
Yes.
So shut the fuck up.
100%.
That's all you needed to say, dog. Everybody would have been like, "Yeah, I agree."
I just said it in a fluffier, more provocative way.
You said it in a way.
But then my friend Nick Mullen and my friend Tim Dillon just go onto a podcast and have an argument with me when I'm not even there.
Because you said it in a way that made it sound like a 50-year-old self-made millionaire or a 50-year-old executive at Apple who just happens to be single, doesn't own the business, and doesn't own property, can't have an opinion on some shit, even though he's successful as hell.
And then
you know what I mean?
You further muddled it with the dumb poker analogy that doesn't make any sense.
My analogy's fine. Pull up the moment
just next
where they
time
talk
say
about
young people,
the Tim Dillon show.
Here's how you tweet it next time. Ready?
Young. You don't even have a Twitter.
I'm because of this bullshit.
Could you not have a tweet?
Yeah, yeah. This is... No, just tweet like this next time. Just go, young people with opinions, you're exactly like the guy at the poker table watching the game who doesn't have any chips.
He would
shut
not like
the fuck
analogy.
Up until you can play.
I'm going to the bathroom real quick.
I'm kidding.
Just say, shut up until you're ready to play. When you're ready to play for real, then there.
But why are people acting like this is a crazy thing?
No, it's not a crazy thing. I just get what you meant, and I'm telling you how you could
everyone
have said it
gets
more effectively.
What I meant. Maybe I could have said it more effectively, but everyone gets what I meant.
This shit took us 40 minutes to get down to what you meant.
It's got 500 retweets and 2,500 likes. People got what I meant. Sure, they were racist old people.
500's not really that much.
500 retweets pretty good.
It's not bad, but you know, people, the ballers are like 20,000.
No, I'm out of fucking. I'm Rogan. Relax. 500 retweets for me is a fucking solid tweet.
That's one of the reasons I left Twitter too, because I'd see tweets and it'd be like, this is 25,000 retweets, and then I'd look at the person and they'd have 800 followers. I was like, oh, so it does nothing.
Yeah,
it nothing. Does nothing.
Does nothing. Yeah, you got to. Well, you got to. People have to know that they can go there regularly to get whatever it is you're offering, whether it's content, dates, fucking, you know, who knows, whatever. Pull up Tim and Nick talking about it. I want Nick to defend himself here, because this is what I was saying about him mischaracterizing my argument.
My what I liked the most about his most recent thing, the idea that like
The only people that should have...
Right, the only people that should have an opinion, which initially, he is right. I misread him initially.
Right.
Because I thought his point was that, people who don't have kids shouldn't talk about issues involving having kids, you know. That wasn't his point. You can go ahead and put these back on. It's not that, that wasn't his point. It's that only people with children in a business should talk about any issue. Right. Not just those issues. Is they're the only ones entitled to opinion on anything.
All right, so that's fine.
Yes.
I'm not saying that they're the only ones entitled to opinion on anything. I'm saying me personally, I respect those opinions.
Let's
more.
Get Tim on the phone.
No, Tim's banned from the show. Tim's banned from the network now.
Is
he's
he?
Not allowed on
because
show
he's
the
gay?
Network. That's it, yeah.
You guys fired him
he's
for
fat.
Being gay?
He's fat shaming.
Oh, okay.
We don't like fat people here.
Just next time, just say young people. You're at the poker table with no chips. Shut the fuck up.
Fine, I'm wrong. No, the
you're not wrong. You just phrased it dumb.
No, I phrased it okay. My phrasing was fine.
Just say young people next time.
Maybe. I will admit that I misread it the first time, but it's very easy to misread because it's confusing. And it did initially seem like you were saying that only people with kids or
business can
speak about
that's a ridiculous
sentiment.
They have
an opinion on those yet.
Because that would be saying that white people can speak on white issues, black people can speak on black issues, then you can really subcategorize it and really get crazy. And that's the way
that
people on the left
you
think.
Talk about issues.
That's
right?
Literally the way people
talk about,
on the left
you
think.
Talk about issues, right? So like when you say issues, you mean something like abortion, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Or like, like redistricting, pick any fucking issue.
Yeah.
There should be like argumentation that's based in I guess research or like ideology or logic or whatever that dictates what the correct answer to that problem is. And that isn't necessitated on the individuals behind that thought process having quote unquote skin in the game. It's just a matter of consensus and what the best solution to a problem is.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
But a point I make,
I'm not smart. Why are people arguing with me?
That's why
that.
I'm telling you
why
how
are people
tweet
fucking
the right
retarded?
Way.
If you are arguing with me, you are the problem. I'm a fucking moron. My talent is the fact that I've been able to do what I fucking do with so little. It's like somebody was complimenting my drums at
Let's put it this way. Here, I'll dumb it down for you. Let's say you need to get from point A to point B, right? This is society. They have a problem that needs
slow
to be
down.
Solved.
All right. I'm on you.
You need to go from
you.
Here to here.
Got it. Okay. All right. Please don't use letters.
So you can use math to get from here. You say a straight line is the best way to get from here to here. Okay. Now you have a million different people what if we do this or what if we do that? Those are all the opinions of people observing this situation. And the individual circumstances of those people, just because there's a guy who has kids in a business, it's like, what if we do this? That doesn't make his opinion more valid.
I'm saying that it's nothing to do with that. Dude, it could be somebody. Joe made the point about a CEO. That's actually a great example of somebody who they just give a fuck enough about their life to get there. You know what I'm saying? So I respect their opinion a little bit more than I do some fucking guy with six roommates. I don't know if this is that crazy. This is not a crazy thing. How is that nuts?
Again, all you meant was young people shut the fuck up. You haven't experienced shit. So just say that next time. And then people go,
he's
good
using
point.
All these fucking words right now. I don't
because
even know what he's talking about.
He's responding to the way you worded it. And if you worded it
I'm deleting my tweet.
Don't delete it.
No, I'm deleting it. I'm going to put young people shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Joe DeRosa.
Young people shut the fuck up. You're at the table with no chips.
I'm surprised. Yeah.
That's what you the fuck you're trying. So say it directly and simply.
I did with the analogy. I said it's like poker player playing over the chips.
Stop trying to Giannis it up. Giannis,
oh, you're
I love,
right. Giannis
I
is...
love Giannis. Giannis
it's a wig to me.
Giannis puts his posts up. They bug me because he puts such fucking colorful language around. I go, yo,
you got to own a business. That's it.
What are you trying to say, dude? Yeah. Just stop trying to be flashy with words. What the fuck are you trying to say?
But he's not trying to be flashy with words.
Dougie, that's
flashy.
45
trying to,
minutes
he's
to
trying
write
to
that tweet.
Explain a very basic point.
He was online for
he
It's a Small World that
he,
entire
he can't
tweet.
Do it literally. So he has to come up with an analogy that fucks it up even more and doesn't make any sense.
Hey, Dougie, you know what? I got a lot of fucking white followers from that tweet.
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right. Cernovich retweeted it. Michael Malice retweeted it. Dave Smith.
Mike Cernovich isn't white.
I don't know. I said I got a lot of white followers from it. I said he retweeted it, and his followers are white.
I'm going to start beef with him and start telling people he's not white.
Mm. Oh, is that why?
Is he Polish?
I have no idea. I don't fucking know about things, man. People are so like, it's very funny because people get worked up. And I'm literally just bored. So I'm just like tweeting out dumb shit. And I start arguing with people. And then I just delete it all. I'm like, all right, I don't really care. And people are like, I have women tweeting at me like all this week being like, I'm like, who are you, lady? What are you talking about? I don't care.
This is all the attention you're getting now that you're single. This is what you meant before. Like, all these women pay attention to me now. They call me a rape apologist. And that I should be in jail for booking
beating
comedy
them off
shows.
A stick.
Yeah, dude. I don't know, man. I just think that everyone needs to fucking chill, you know.
But
yeah,
it's summer, dude. You're going into
it's fucking summer, dude. Summer. Eat a piece of fucking watermelon and shut up.
Just have a drink of fucking beer. Everyone relax.
You're going into a dog pen and throwing a piece of meat on the ground and then going, yo, everybody chill.
But my friends shouldn't be. I understand why the fucking people that are literally, it's just me trolling trolls, and then they start trolling, and I'm like, oh, that's funny. But then my friends get involved, and I'm like, fuck you guys.
Lois,
you know what the fuck I do.
Again, had you just said what the fuck you meant directly, your friends would have trashed you. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
No.
Yes,
they would trash me for something else.
See, now we're getting into dad shit now.
What I am.
Let's talk about it.
I made a career out of being trashed by my
dad.
Friends.
Never said good job, did he?
Dad was dead before I could have a memory of that.
All right, well here we go. Now we're getting into the fucking meat of it. Maybe that's what you need to tweet.
What? My dad was stabbed before he could say I love you? It's a fucking morbid tweet.
That's a fucking great tweet, actually. My dad was stabbed. That's before I could say I love you.
Let me see how many retweets I get. If I get more tweets.
Please tweet that. Please tweet that. My dad was stabbed to death before I could say I love you.
My dad was stabbed to death.
Not all caps. All caps is too aggressive.
He could say I love.
No, before I got to say I love you.
Before I got to say I love you.
Yeah, that's it? And make it your pinned tweet.
Let's pin it right now.
See, now we're having fun.
Technically, it should be your bio.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, you know, I just, look, there we go. I just tweeted that.
That's an amazing tweet. Pin it, baby.
I pinned it already. It's there. Look, I got 3-4 likes. If I get more likes on that, more retweets on that, I'll admit that I'm wrong. How about that, Tim?
That's fine.
Whatever your name is.
Yeah. Nick. I like how that's the only option is like, too. It's like, I like this. Yeah. Really? Did he? He was stabbed in the chest.
I hate when your famous friends like your, like every time Sal Vulcano likes one of my tweets, I want to break his fat finger. It makes me furious.
He's being magnanimous. Billion,
just retweet it. I get it. Sal, you got a career. You don't want to retweet me. But don't liking it is worse than fucking.
He's trying to drag your fucking psychosis into that nice pure life he has. He's got a nice clean cut true TV life going. He's doing game shows and shit.
Fuck me. What a life. Good for Sal.
Good for Sal.
Me and Mullen were going to do a debate on the issue, like a traditional debate, and keep it a fight. But it's fine. We figured it out. I won. It's fine.
Yeah.
Shannon, thank you. I won. I appreciate it. All right, gents, let's take a quick moment and talk about Blue Chew, which I fucking love. DeRosa, you were telling me you have Blue Chew.
I do. I took it. It's good.
The best.
I was in Vegas.
Yeah.
And I was doing shows, and I partied real hard for 2 days. And then perhaps somebody that I was potentially interested in asked me to stay an extra day.
Yeah, all right.
And I popped that Blue Chew, daddy. I was...
It's crazy.
You know what a good roll review for a product day. It is? Every time you ask a guy how they like it, they go, they just smile immediately. Go, yeah, it works.
Okay, I got 20% more dick in me that I didn't even know existed. Okay, and it's
up your butt. You mean?
Right? Yeah, it's right in my asshole. I keep it there. Then I add it on like an attachment at the end of my dick.
I
have more dick inside of my dick that I didn't know about. And Blue Chew lets me experience that. It is basically the same active ingredient as Viagra or Cialis. So you know it works. It's chewable. So if you guys are drug addicts like I am, what do? If you want a pill to activate in your body faster, what do you do?
Chew it,
motherfucker. Yeah. Or you put it up your butt. Either way. And here's the other part. You don't have to have a weird conversation with a doctor or anybody. You get this prescription filled online. They send it right to your door in discreet packaging. The best part of all of this is we're going to give you an absolute free trial. If you guys go to BlueChew.com, use the promo code RAP, pay $5 shipping, you get a free trial right to your apartment, house, whatever it is. Try it out. Your girl's going to love it. Your dude's going to love it. You're going to love it. Everyone in your life is going to love it. Nice. You know? That's it. BlueChew.com, promo code RAP. Get your free trial. Let them know we sent you. All right, where were we? All right, let's... we got to do some rape dicks.
Rape dance. All I know is ball and good. Rape.
Let's put our detective hats on.
What is this segment? What is this? This wasn't here last time I did the show. Like investigators?
Yes. Yeah, detectives.
Oh, okay. Obviously, we're not... Come on, Nick. Grow up.
What?
Okay, we're fucking against rape, obviously.
Oh, yeah. No, I just... I don't know what the segment is.
That's another mischaracterization of me. People are like, this guy likes to rape.
Mm-hmm.
No.
What's so bad about a rape apologist? The guy that goes around being like, I'm sorry you got raped? That seems like a nice guy to me. Everybody gets mad. I mean it. I'm sorry you got raped. That sucks.
That is a good bit.
That's a great bit, Nick.
Flowers.
You can't do an order of Sherry's berries after you get raped.
Hey, listen, I heard about your rape, so I got you this singing telegram. Oh, we're sorry you got raped. There's in a sailor costume.
Oh, shit. Yeah, dude, look, big rape investigation right now. Jeffrey Epstein, I don't really know much about this, to be honest with you. I don't know who this guy is. He's a billionaire. I respect his opinion on most issues, to be honest. If he were to come to me and say, hey, dude, let's talk the issues, I'm like, this
guy's got a business and a bunch of kids. He's got a lot of kids.
Yeah.
This is a long time coming with this guy.
Apparently, right?
Yeah. He got popped on some shit, and then looked, somebody in Trump's cabinet helped orchestrate the deal to, like, I guess get him... amnesty or whatever.
Well, what it happened in 2009. He was arrested for trafficking, and then Jim.
What is trafficking?
Or Alex Acosta, who's now the Secretary of Labor, was traffic like picking up fucking young girls. Hiring
is it
them.
Having sex with young girls? Is that what the charges?
Yeah, basically like coerced. I don't know exactly what because the point is. He was pimping out. He was pimping out children. He was pimping out 15-year-old
girls. Making money off of.
He was
these...
making money and fucking children.
Wow.
So he
this guy is up for real estate of the week. We'll see. Yeah, definitely skin in the game deep.
Right.
Yeah. Deep skin in the game.
Yeah, he was arrested in Miami, and that then it became like a Fox News talking point because Bill Clinton flew on this guy's plane like 26 times to his private island.
And didn't he leave Secret Service off his plane
for 11 of the flights? I think. So
shit.
Yeah. So, but then it became this Fox News thing, and like you know, nobody cared. They were like, "Oh, this is just some smear or whatever." Bill Clinton knows a lot of powerful people. This one just happened to be a pedophile, which. Now that, like, the story came back up, because this all happened in 2009, the story came back up because Acosta was appointed the Secretary of Labor, and people are looking for anything to, like, shit on Trump for. So they're like, oh, this guy was the prosecutor that let Epstein off the hook in 2009. And now it opens up this whole can of worms, because it's like, all right, well, look at these, you know, the flight manifest and see, like, you know, who else Epstein is friends with.
This was a private jet, and they would bring girls on the jet specifically?
He has two different planes. It was like the Fox dubbed it the Lolita Express. It was a bunch of, like, child prostitutes that he would bring to his own private island that, like, Kevin Spacey would go to. And
this
fucking,
is the big one that everyone talks about.
This is
the
big
guy.
This is the big one. This was, like, people, when Pizzagate was going on, people would point to Jeffrey Epstein. They would be like, "Oh, this is evidence that Pizzagate is real," and I mean, most of that shit's just been like scrubbed. Like, you can't find like a repository for information on Pizzagate other than like a Wikipedia article that's quick to discredit everything about specifically that pizza restaurant.
Right.
But the Epstein thing only came back. Like, if Hillary had won, nope. Like, you would not be hearing about this. It would not be a fucking issue.
I have a theory. This is a belief. I really, really believe that Bill Clinton. It's going to be a Cosby. 11th hour takedown. I think they're going to let him get right up to the finish line like they did with Cosby, and then they're going to fucking...
But Cosby's just an entertainer.
Line, though? I just feel like you're letting them live out...
When I say let, I don't necessarily mean they're purposefully going to let it happen. I'm just saying, like, I think, like, eventually it's going to pile up enough.
Here's why
Here's
why that won't happen. Bill Clinton still has, like, a lot of political power.
Right.
You know, look at, like, Denny Hastert, pedophile, there's no way people didn't know. There's no way that like, one of the most powerful people in government is a pedophile, and nobody knows, and nobody gives a shit, and he's not, like, it's not an issue until he doesn't have any power anymore. Bill Clinton, the Clinton dynasty will have power until they cease to exist. That'll just, like, continue. If for some reason Bill Clinton was just out, Like they just, he was just like a private citizen, didn't have any like financial power, didn't have, you know, lobbying power. There was nothing that he had to offer anybody. Then yes, I could see maybe Bill Clinton.
But how did
the fall,
so Jeffrey Epstein? He's, you know, a billionaire. They arrested him in 2009. How long did he go to jail for?
Because I did not. That he did not go to
did
jail.
He plead
he,
out?
No, he spent. He was arrested.
He went to weekend jail, and he was on work release for the most part, and was allowed to stay at home and carry out most of his sentence at home.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which is fucking. You know, he's a billionaire.
It was beyond the sweetheart deal, and also the victims in the case weren't granted access to details of like the prosecution's agreement. It like didn't right. go. It wasn't run past their attorneys.
They don't own anything. I don't really respect.
Well, that invalidated.
Like, they're trying to yap. I'm like, look.
That invalidated.
Get a fucking job. Live your life a little bit before you complain about your multiple rapes.
Yeah, that invalidated the plea deal, which is why this is all like
some 15-year-old whore,
some fucking layabout. What have you done?
Do you have a? Yeah. Is there a bathroom in here? By the way,
this is the one thing we don't have. It's weird, right? Yes, there's a bathroom in our fuck. Go.
I'm not even gonna lie, dude. I gotta take a hot one.
I got a bidet, and it's incredible.
You do?
He did see it. Thank get God. In there, bitch.
I got 40 minutes on Epstein, so.
I know you do. You've been talking about this for a while. This guy specifically.
Yeah. Well, not him specifically. There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
I mean, like the what was nice. No, that sounds shitty. I mean, I guess like Me Too in general is it's good. It's because the entertainment industry at large is like kind of built on exploitation and results. Mm-hmm. It's like nobody cares what anybody does. And it was always the basis for that was this like the entertainment industry sort of embraced the idea of like libertines or whatever. People that like just were.
One of my favorite porn sites.
Oh, really?
Young
I don't
libertines.
Know. Yeah. Well, it you know, it grows out of this like sort of bastard, and I've made this point before, and whether it's, you know, accurate or not, it doesn't matter, but the like it sort of grows out of like the free love movement, and then all of these like Hollywood executives and people making lots of money embracing the idea of doing as many drugs as they want and fucking as much as they want. All often to the detriment of people that are like trying to have a career.
Well,
happen.
You know what it is though.
So the casting couch
evil thing there, because I understand. Here's what I understand, right?
Like, yeah.
I've said this for a while. I believe true success is being able to do whatever you want, whenever you want to do it. Open your eyes. I'm doing what I want.
Yeah.
Right. And with the exception of infringing on other people's rights, that's where the line where it's like you can't hurt other people in order to do that. And I think that temptation, you become so successful that they can't even get off without infringing on other people's rights. They have to hurt people in one way or another. It's another level of like just like a deviancy that they sort of some people need to experience.
Yeah.
And I think that's sort of the evil side of success.
Yeah.
And I think most people wouldn't do something like that. But and there's almost like, you know, like this evil justification that they have, like, look, people are going to be exploited anyway.
Yeah.
So,
well, leaning into desire and not limiting yourself or demonstrating any kind of like, you know, like prudence or chastity or whatever. There's like a reason for thousands of years. They were like, hey, maybe you shouldn't fuck as much as you want.
Yeah.
Or just act impulsively. And it is because like, you know, maybe not the sole reason, but like, yeah, I mean, like that leads to people being like, yeah, I'm one of the most powerful people in the world. Why shouldn't I be able to enjoy beautiful women? You know, yeah, whatever. They're 15, 16. Who gives a shit? You know,
yeah.
Like they know, they understand what the deal is. Jeffrey's paying them. They're on the plane. I mean, it's like, it's a sickness that powerful people fucking have. And it's because they have like limitless power. Jeffrey Epstein.
I want to get there so badly.
Jeffrey
I wouldn't
Epstein
rape
was,
children, but I would like to be on that plane.
I wouldn't rape children. I would have people killed. I would absolutely, I would not, there wouldn't be any weird sex shit with me. I would just be having contract killings, you know, carried out.
If I was
right.
like a billionaire like that, I mean, like a fucking billionaire.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have some weird sex shit. It wouldn't be children, but I mean, I would definitely have harems of women.
Uh-huh.
I would definitely have fucking like, I mean, why wouldn't you? Mm. If you, like, you could just do whatever you want. If money wasn't an object, like, every time I get a massage, I was like, I'm just really spending right now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But imagine just nothing mattered. Like, you just fucking do whatever.
Yeah.
That type of freedom would just be fucking so fun. Just, it's like, it's as close to like flying as possible, just to do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't think this guy.
Now imagine you're flying with an underage prostitute.
You got a fucking thing in her mouth. You're riding her back.
Like, never ending story.
Yeah. That's what I would do. I would ride my young underage prostitutes like horses.
Yeah, I mean, the limits of my wants are still pretty like disgusting and egregious. You know, like what I would like, you know, like if I'm honest, is $10 million. I think with $10 million, I could set myself up pretty good. Hmm. You get an apartment in New York. You get a place like just outside the city. You know, with enough space that you can like, I don't know, fuck around in the woods or, you know, like set up like a wood shop or, you know, like a place to do art and a home gym, all that shit, you know, your big house and then a place in the city. And then like the ability to, you know, travel like, I don't know, 4 months out of the year.
Yeah. And you would also invest into turning that into more money.
So that I can just live off that and my health expenses are taken care of, my family's taken care of and everything like that.
So that's the big goal right now is 10 mil.
Well, I mean, it's like, that's the dream. I don't know. I mean, how far away I am from 10 million fucking dollars.
Nick. That's the big dream?
That's the big one. What do you think? You could get fucking $10 million.
I swear to you, on everything in the fucking world, I will one day have $10 million. Believe me, we'll mark this fucking conversation down. It'll always live in the fucking podcasting world. Maybe I'll be an asshole one day.
You are right now.
That's not an unattainable goal to me. That's anything like oh my God, that's the number.
That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. And I'm not saying that it's not a foregone conclusion, but it sort of is in my mind.
But that's the upper limit, you know, for me. And it's like, I don't understand how going beyond that you're like, and I need to have an entire
You can already,
island,
though, but I just look at it. So I would, if I were you, I would look at what you built with Cumtown and what you built with that podcast and go, oh, cool. I can scale, not the podcast or Patreon, but what I did there. I can take what I did, which is, you know, create something and make it fairly profitable. And I can sort of look at that model and make it bigger and replicate
Maybe.
It.
I mean, prior results aren't like a guarantee of future success. So there's no reason why. I mean, there's plenty of people that they made a fortune and then dissolved it almost overnight trying to reinvest in themselves. It's not always
I know. Whatever. It is some dumb fucking hippy dippy self help shit that I just have in me.
Yeah.
I just believe that. And that's likely why I will be successful and continue to be successful. Uh-huh. You're successful because you're talented, and I'm successful because I just have a belief in my ability to succeed without being talented. It's a little bit of a fucking different thing. $10 million. Yeah,
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Lewis.
Shut up.
We have a phone call.
I'll kill you. Who's calling me?
What's up, Tim?
It's going through right now.
Is it faggot Tim Dillon?
Should be there.
Hello?
Hey, it's DeRosa.
Oh, it's DeRosa.
Yeah.
What's up, dude?
Calling from the bathroom.
How's your experience so far?
I'm going to be in here for a minute, dude, but it's fucking great.
Is it not a fucking great bathroom?
Dude, I feel so comfortable and relaxed to do everything I need to do in here right now. It's really great.
Yeah. Have you actually used the bidet yet, like the spray?
No, I'm not done. I got some work to do still.
But here's what you do. Can I tell you, while you're shitting, it's kind of nice. You kind of spray the hole while it's coming out. That's what I do. And it just guides it out a little bit. It gives it a little bit of a rumble.
What do you do?
Do the soft rear. Do it while you're on the phone with me. Hit soft rear. You got to really.
Even though I'm not done yet?
No, you can do it, dude, while it's coming out.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, it helps move the process along?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, just hit soft rear.
You might have to adjust your asshole.
Adjust your asshole to make sure.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, you're right, dude.
Just gets it all out. There's one point when your shit falls out of your ass and there's like an open gaping asshole and you feel the spray shoot your lower intestine and it's amazing.
You know what I like to do? I like to push against the spray.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, this is perverse, man. I love it.
Joe's sitting up for the first time in his life.
I almost feel like this is like black people in the 50s when they're spraying them with fire hoses. They should have just given them their assholes. They should have presented to them. And they would have been like, this is great.
I'm in a better mood. I mean, everything has just really changed.
Good, dude. Well, look, man, I really appreciate the fact that you give us a little bit of an update. When you come out, when it's all said and done, then you got to use the spray, and then you got to use the dryer. Then you pat it dry, like you just had a T-bone steak. And you're patting your lips dry. And that's it. One little piece of toilet paper.
All right. All right. I'm doing it. All right, bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's just take a quick second and talk about Infinite CBD, which is the fucking best. I mean, if you guys are not using CBD in your life to keep yourself healthier, happier, maybe you should look into it, because it has been recommended for so many different uses, everything from insomnia to anxiety to pain management. Do a little bit of research and see if CBD can help you. It is the non-psychoactive ingredient in marijuana. Mm-hmm. It's all natural. It is legal in 50 states. It does not get you high. It is non-psychoactive. They recommend giving it to your pets and sometimes even to children in some cases. Mm-hmm. Really do your research, though. See if this can help you out. Infinite CBD has the cleanest and healthiest forms of CBD available, and that's why we recommend them. They support us. They support the show. They supported my fucking tour for my special. They supported Skankfest, the marquee sponsor for Skankfest. Go support Infinite CBD. Go to InfiniteCBD.com. That is InfiniteCBD.com. See which one of those products are going to help you out. And if you use the promo code RAP15, RAP15, you save 15% off your entire order. InfiniteCBD.com. Use that promo code RAP15. Live a healthier lifestyle and have CBD help you and your family members do that. All right. Where were we? So, I say Jeffrey Epstein. Here's what I say. Okay. Billionaire. He really stimulated the economy in a lot of ways, I'm assuming. I don't know. Well, I haven't looked into it, but to make $1 billion, it's a fucking lot of dough going through his fucking hands and through his people, right?
Yeah.
Probably a net positive. When you consider those girls, I don't know what they were going to do, okay? We have no idea. But, you know. Jeffrey Epstein's probably done more for society. Can you agree with that, Nick? That Jeffrey Epstein's done more positive for society than those girls would probably ever be capable of.
They're already going to kill you for talking to me. So there's no point in sucking up to the guy now. Everyone in my circle will be murdered.
To me, this is all just a story of how good young pussy must really be.
Dude, young pussy is fine. No, it's not that. I remember 14-year-old pussy. When I was 15, I lost my virginity to a 15-year-old girl.
Yeah.
When I was 16. It sucked, dude. They didn't know how to shave their pubes the right way. It's always stunk a little bit. They didn't know how to clean themselves the right way. They're a little fucking gross.
Yeah, but
dude,
these girls are professionals.
Yeah.
They're pros.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they got one of those things Joe's using on the fucking plane.
Actually, I wanted to ask you, Nick, about with the Pizzagate thing.
Yeah.
Did you see that they're implicating Voodoo Donuts now?
No.
Literally, I was going to, the donut shop I wanted to get married at, they have a chain, and they do like voodoo weddings, and they have imagery.
Uh-huh.
Supposedly, they hired people from the pizza place,
uh-huh,
and they're in some shit for having a donut with NyQuil in it that the FDA went after them, that they apparently were selling to kids at raves.
Uh-huh.
And they're now being implicated in Pizzagate shit. I saw it was something.
Some of that Pizzagate shit is just too goddamn funny. And that's the other thing. Like,
I know nothing about Pizzagate. I know nothing.
Me and Tim started talking about it, but I remember like during, like it was like 2007, whenever the Daily Show was like at its peak. And like I had a lot of like liberal friends that were like, you know, not that I'm like right wing to any degree, but like a lot of liberal friends are like, well, conservatives just can't be funny. They just don't understand humor. And it's like, well, no, humor isn't fucking ideologically bound. It's like that there's one good show that you like. The humor mostly relies on shitting on the fucking Iraq war. It's not just being liberal.
Yeah.
And then it became a thing where there's this entitlement on the left to what makes something funny, that they've like, they're kind of short-sighted when it comes to the fact that like a lot of what the alt-right does is funny, you know, and some of the shit in Pizzagate is just, it is like, it's like hilarious.
Oh yeah. Well, the trolling, well, that there was a weird, like thin line between like people who really gave a fuck about these like ideologies.
Yeah.
And people who were just trolling, who thought it was funny to just...
Well,
one girl tweeted at me,
the two are,
and she was like, why are there no girls on your lineup? It's not even a lineup. It was a Legion of Saints poster with Mark Norman and Joe List. The bitch is not a fan. She was, you know, saw me tweeting some bullshit.
The two are mutually exclusive. You can be a Nazi and listen, also just chick, be trolling for fun.
Of course, that's also true. Yeah. You could also be funny and be a Nazi. That's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
Right.
But there, that girl, she's like, why are there no women on your lineup?
Uh-huh.
And it's like, first of all, it's not a lineup, you moron. It's a podcast, and we didn't have a female guest that week.
Yeah.
And then I just tweeted back just the most simple, dumb trolling possible. And I was like, oh, they're going to be in the kitchen where they should be or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And then friends of hers are chiming in. And then my people, they're all arguing. You're like, guys, this is all very silly. Like, she's a fucking troll. The difference is she cares and she pretends she's doing some sort of social justice, but it's just her trolling. And yeah. She blocks everyone, just blocks me. But bitch, I don't know you.
Yeah.
I would have never mentioned you once in my entire life. Why are you tweeting at me, starting up shit? Then people call you a dumb fat cunt on the internet, and now you're going like, oh, look at these alt-right members that are coming after me. You're like, none of that's real.
Yeah.
Like, none of it's fucking real. It's all this big fake thing where like people are emotional, and then it's spilling out into real life, and then it becomes a thing where people are hitting each other with bike locks and spraying mace in each other's faces, and you're like, guys, none of it's real. I experienced it on my own. None of that's real. That whole thing is all a very silly thing. These are just our fingers touching a fucking keyboard. It's not reality.
Yeah.
And because we are becoming more and more dependent on social media, our phones and all this and technology, it's a sad thing that it is becoming reality.
Yeah.
And I step away from it. I step away from Twitter all the time. I just put it away. I'm telling you, every time I get into these dumb heated arguments, I swear to you, there's no emotion on my end. I'm just being a fucking internet troll. So that's why you texted me after you tweeted at me and you were like, dude, I don't want you to think I'm fucking with you. I'm just fucking around. And literally, I know you do the same thing.
Sure, yeah.
You like to troll. You like to say some provocative things sometimes. I watch some of your tweets sometimes, and it's just you being provocative. It's saying something you don't even agree with at all. It's sarcasm. You know the people that won't understand the sarcasm are biting on the bait.
Right.
And then they all start, you know... And it's funny and it's fun.
Yeah, yeah.
It reminds
me
of that South Park skank hunt, whatever, that episode.
Yeah.
Where the dad was just trying to articulate why he trolls on the internet.
The thing, because that gets too far into it where there's plenty of people in the alt-right that are like, it's just trolling. And it's like, well, you got a costume and went to a march. That's beyond like not being emotionally invested. It's
that's,
like,
now, well, that's the thing. That's yeah. Getting off.
You wrote an entire fucking book about
you can't troll
race
in real
realism.
Life. If you are trolling at the supermarket,
yeah,
you know, you're probably gonna get
you can
punched
troll
in
real life.
You can, but the
classic example is pulling your pants all the way down at the urinal. I think that's art. If you can commit to that, Regal Theaters, fucking 2.5 hour movie just gets out. You pull
42nd Street opening night of fucking Madea movie.
You pull your pants all the way down to the floor at the urinal and make everyone look at your ass.
Can we check into Wit DeRosa, please? See how he's doing in the bathroom? DeRosa just fucking dipped out on the podcast to go shit.
Yeah.
Okay, that's actually symbolic.
Mm-hmm.
That's what everyone should do on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, dude, whatever. I'm embracing my dad bod, Nick. You can be obsessed with working out all you want, dude. I'm telling you right now, I've been getting more attention from the lady folks than I ever have in my entire life, and a hotter quality of broad.
For me, it's just about having like daily structure. I mean, that's mostly the reason I'm like this t-shirt thing has been like a fucking godsend for me. I wake up in the morning, I print out the order sheets, I slap the labels on the packages, I walk them over to the post office, I deal with like issues with orders and
stuff.
Can
I just pay you to do that here?
No, I mean,
we need somebody to do all that stuff here, and we just have a guy. So
yeah,
if you can get an enjoyment.
I make more money
at
doing it myself, and it's also like, yeah, it's fun. And then there's like, then
no,
I
but
spend,
you can still do it yourself.
I set aside
you'll just make extra money and enjoy the you know, the packaging process.
An hour a day to like sketch out other ideas and stuff, and it's like, yeah, it's like it's fun.
We have Joe DeRosa from the bidet.
What's hey guys,
what's going on, man? How you doing in there?
I'm still pooping, man.
Jesus Christ, what the fuck did you do?
I got a little constipation.
I love this started with like, yeah, you know, I never take care of myself. I don't work out. It's fine. Who cares?
Try not to eat junk.
Yeah, you're just dying. You're going to die on that expensive toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah, my stomach hurts, man.
Did you eat something bad last night? That's what happens after I go off, after I like binge for like a weekend of shitty food.
House and they put all this food in the green room.
All right, I can't hear me.
You know,
it's fine. Hang up on him. Thank you, Shannon. What did they say? I read an article recently about how the dad bod is in. Right here we go.
Yeah, this is a.
What
does
it say?
The percentages. It says 69% of women are into it.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Some people would define a dad bod as somewhere between soft and round, but 7 out of 10 women call them sexy.
Shannon, what do you think?
No, I'm not into it. Here's why I'm not
fuck
into
you,
it, though.
Fuck you, fat bitch. Who the fuck do you think you are?
You asked me a question.
Go.
Here's why I'm not into it, because I just don't mind, like, the belly part of it. I just don't like the scrawny arms.
No, Joe doesn't have a dad body. Joe has a fucking slug's body with two sticks stuck into it.
Skinny fat.
In this picture,
Joe looks like the yellow bastard from Sin City.
So I have a dad body, but I have nice arms. My arms are fire.
I don't consider you to have a dad body.
What do you consider me to have? What up, girl? What up, girl?
I have some pictures of some dad bods. Celebrities.
Okay. Versus his old rip body. What would you rather, Shannon? The one on the left or the one on the right?
I mean, I'm okay with his dad.
One on the right all day.
I'm okay with the dad bod part of it, because then you know he can get there again.
Yeah. Well, that was like me.
And it's also John Hamm. It's not terrible. This is not
That's not a dad bod.
These guys are in impeccable shape.
I love this, just not
superhero
training.
The
first iteration of the dad bod thing was like Leonardo DiCaprio. It's like, women are going crazy for guys with shitty bodies. It's like, oh, you mean this guy with a shitty body who's a millionaire movie star?
Yeah.
Or this guy with a shitty body who's also a millionaire movie star?
Well, the thing is, the reason that women like this, and it's also, you're right, it is the millionaire movie star, that has to be, there has to be some area where they are exceeding expectations.
Lewis has deadbeat dad bod.
But they have to be successful. They have to have something. It's not a dad bod just based off of the look of it. I think there's a level of confidence that I'm telling you right now, I'm dealing with it now. There's a level of confidence that you have to walk around and try to get pussy looking like that.
That's exactly what I said to Nate when we were discussing before the show, is that they're showing probably pictures of these very famous celebrities to the women, and they're like, yeah, I'd take that.
Yeah, of course.
But if this was a normal person on the street, that would be a different story.
Yeah, yeah. But there's the...
Yeah, surveys are retarded.
I'm less confident when I'm in... It's not that I'm less confident when I'm in shape. I'm more self-conscious about my body when I'm in shape.
Really?
Is that a weird way to put it?
Sure.
I'm thinking about it more. I'm obsessing about it more.
Yeah.
Whereas now I've sort of like, I was just at Disney. I don't really give a shit. I'm just walking around. I fucking, you know, eating turkey legs, just being living life. And I just have sort of given up.
Yeah.
It's not, the other problem is this. When I'm obsessively dieting and working out, when I fall off, I like binge like a lunatic. And I just start eating and eating and eating. It's like this obsession. And I'm not doing that now. I think I'm living in a more healthy way right now. You need a fucking sandwich after this. Mm-hmm. What are you eating today, Nick?
Today? I had a bunch of peppers and onions with egg whites and a tortilla with some turkey bacon. And then I'll probably have like a grilled chicken salad when I get home with fat-free Italian dressing.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare.
Some Gouda maybe on top, and then or walnuts. I could do that actually.
Candied instead. Walnuts.
I don't know if I can have candied walnuts. I would probably just use regular walnuts because I don't know where to. I don't know if you can buy candied walnuts at the grocery store.
Of course you can.
Yeah, that would be nice. Maybe some pears. That would be I'd make a salad like that. That'd be good. And then later maybe some steak that I. You know,
hunted,
fucking make into another wrap.
A lot of wraps.
Yeah, look,
you have more willpower than I do.
Yeah.
But you, when you fall off, you don't fall off. You don't end up looking like me, or is that you would never get there? Even if you fell off as hard as you can fall off, you don't have the metabolism to fall off like this.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I've gotten pretty fucking fat over the last, like, you know, when I've let myself go, and now that I've gotten older, it like definitely. I definitely like can get that. We'll get into pretty shitty shape, I guess.
This was a good story. You guys put this in here. What happened with this kid who died and he wanted to have Spider-Man on his grave?
So basically, it was a child in England. He even had a Spider-Man themed funeral where they put like red and blue balloons on his casket. He was 4 years old. And then
do we have pictures? Anything?
Can
we see anything
of the funeral? No, but we have
the body.
But this is the child.
This is the kid.
Right. So he asked to have.
It'd be great if the dad was kissing him like in the movie, where he's just holding the kid upside down, fucking making out,
holding him by the ankles.
Yeah.
And so then the dad wanted to put Spider-Man on his tombstone, and Disney refused to allow it because they thought it would tarnish the brand. They said. It wants to preserve the innocence and magic of the company's characters.
Wait a minute. So hold on. Time out. Etching Spider-Man onto the grave of his son. They can choose that? You can't etch Spider-Man onto your grave?
I would just do it. I don't know why they asked Disney.
What a fucking
okay.
Yeah. What are they gonna do? They can't. They're gonna come over with a fucking chisel and start just fucking chipping it away.
Right.
What could they do? They can't. You can't give a cease and desist to a fucking grave. That's crazy. There's no way that story is real.
Yeah, it's not a commercial.
It's got a bunch of quotes from actual Disney saying, like, quoting their policies. They even have a policy saying they won't allow any of their characters on headstones, cemetery, or other memorial markers.
But how would they know? How would they know?
Well, he asked the local council to decorate the gravestone, because I suppose there's probably a council rule as to how much you're allowed to decorate a gravestone.
Right.
And then he was referred to Disney by the council, so he
They've been given a fucking cease and desist, because Disney don't give a fuck. Because you're right, that's a business. The people who are in charge of those grave sites, you know, but that's fucking, that is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That is crazy.
But, you know, I mean, I value the opinion of Disney more because that's a business and the father doesn't have a son anymore. So he went down
he
in
couldn't
the
even raise the one he had.
He I went mean, down
if,
in the
but
rankings.
But if we were talking about,
of,
yeah, I mean, to values. Be honest with you, if we were talking about anything else except for this specific issue.
You said any issue, though.
Well, so. I mean, even this issue, I got to be honest with you, I trust the execs at Disney to just know a little bit more, Nick.
Yeah. You're right.
Sometimes
you're right. They made the right call, and this definitely doesn't tarnish their image,
Nick,
more than letting the fucking.
You gotta listen to me.
Yeah.
Sometimes the cards don't lie. You gotta play certain hands. Uh-huh. Got another poker analogy here, okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know,
the Joker of Spades.
You're not hitting on 12 if you're showing 14. And I am telling you right now,
that's
I'm
back
just
to Epstein.
I'm just banking on these execs to fucking just nail most issues more than this dad with a dead kid.
Yeah.
You know, but that's not the issue here. I feel bad. I think they should have given him the Spider-Man on the grave.
Yeah.
All right.
Disney denied him putting Spider-Man on the kid's grave. Joe, how's your asshole?
Pretty good, dude.
Right? Is it not the best fucking toilet experience?
The bathroom ruined. I got to piss again.
Okay, go. All right. Get in there. Go ahead.
Nick is just a real, real ray of light.
He's a fucking curmudgeon. And then I'm the asshole. Christ. I'm just trying to live my life like a fucking good old fucking fashioned white man.
I walk in through the producer's room. Nobody even looks at me. It's like, guys, this is like radio gold.
Yeah.
You got a guy taking a shit, calling in from the bathroom.
That's great.
I walk in, they act like I was out getting a fucking sandwich.
It was awesome. It was good.
It's occupied.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Shit.
Just
one of the fucking interns sniffing Joe's ass.
Yeah, yeah. Why don't you sniff up all this stink for me?
Ben, get in there and smell all the shit out of the air. Please. We have
in through the nose, out through the mouth.
Michael Malice is coming in this afternoon. He will not smell shit.
He'll get a boner.
I had to get that. It took me a few tries to get that thing positioned properly.
Yeah.
But when it was positioned right, I knew it was right because it burned a little bit.
Yeah, well, it's that's you never felt water being sprayed onto your intestine. That's an actual feeling. We're like, oh my God, that hurts. No, feels good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little shocking at first.
Yeah, but once I got that figured out, it was good.
Here's the thing.
My stomach still hurts.
When you're all done, this is the move. You were not really hearing me. What you have to do is you have to push out like you're still shitting while the water's spraying.
I did that.
And once you're empty, basically, your asshole opens. It creates like a mouth like opening, and you really clean the entire inside. Like everything gets fucking clean.
I did that.
It's beautiful.
I did that. Then I dried it. Yeah. Then I patted it.
Right. It was nice.
It's great, dude. I'm glad you had that option because I was like, if he doesn't have baby wipes in there, I'm going to have a problem.
Yeah, well, we have baby wipes as well. I did Rogan's podcast, and when I used his bathroom, I took a shit there. I was like, all right, he gets it.
I got my stomach still really fucking hurts, man. Maybe it's because I didn't eat today.
Tums. Yeah, I don't know what you did.
I ate some cashews.
Do you have a horror podcast still, Joe?
Drink a lot of pot coffee. Yeah, I do.
You should do your show while he's in town. How long are you in town for?
This time till the 19th, but I mean, I'm living here half the time now.
Oh, awesome.
I'd love to have you on if you don't mind.
I would love to do it.
It'd be great. Yeah. You guys were talking about horror. What were you arguing about before we sat down? When you guys we were gonna start the show, you guys were having a little healthy debate.
Who gives a shit
about fucking horror?
We were discussing debating what was shock value versus not shock value. So I was saying that we were talking about Ari Aster and his movies, and I said the three that I've seen that have had any sort of effect on me, because he made a bunch of shorts as well, were the famous Johnson short, which went viral. Hereditary, which I didn't like overall, and Midsommar, which I liked half of. And my point was that the guy is amazing at shooting tension, and he's amazing at shooting, period. But he does tension very, very well, and he does shock value very, very well. My question is what is the movie worth past that? Because I find myself not giving a shit about the ending of these movies, including the Johnson short. Once I got past the terror of there's a son raping his father, I didn't care about how it ended.
Come down and premise.
Yeah. I wasn't interested in the ending. I just felt underwhelmed by the ending. Felt the same way with Hereditary.
I don't remember the ending of Hereditary.
It's like a Rosemary's Baby type thing where it's a cult to get this.
I kind of do. But you're right. I think that the shock in the moment when the head comes off and the mom, her convulsing on the floor.
That's what I'm saying.
At that point, you go like, you've experienced the most thrilling part of the movie already. You know what I'm saying? Whereas I understand what you're saying. Sort of like the end should be the most thrilling part. There should be like a fucking... The release of like, oh, I just finished that movie. That was great. Oh my god!
He said that that's his attempt or his intention is to crescendo to a big ending, but I don't feel that they get there. So I guess essentially what I'm getting at is these movies start to become like John Wick to me, where I'm like, hey man, it's a hell of a fun time at times, but if you're gonna ask me is this a good movie, we're going to have to get into a deeper discussion.
What's a good horror movie for you? Can I give an example? Tell me if I'm crazy.
I think The Exorcist is the greatest horror. I think it's one of the greatest films of all time.
What about The Exorcism of Emily Rose? I thought it was a great movie.
Yeah, it's very good.
I thought that was a great movie. It's very good. It was a fuck. It didn't even have to be horror. It was like a good courtroom movie.
Yeah, it's very good.
It was just,
I mean, there's a lot of good horror movies that's what we were talking about.
What are some good horror movies that I should see? I gotta get back into.
Nightmare on Elm Street's a good movie. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, we were talking about, really excellent.
Yeah,
the original, the remake's not bad, but the original really is a piece of work. Rosemary's Baby.
I'm trying to think of the movies that actually scared me, because that's why I'm there for. Like I'm also there watching a horror movie for. To be scared.
You know, the reason that didn't work on me when I watched it. Jacob's Ladder, I used to watch like every 2 or 3 years, and it would just fuck me up.
Yeah,
and I watched it again over the summer, last summer, and it just didn't do anything.
Doesn't do anything.
I mean, it sucked. Yeah, I mean, it was really because I was all excited to watch it. I'm like, oh, this is gonna make me depressed for like a week. And it just did nothing for me.
At this point, I've seen so many horror movies. There are very few that actually will scare me, like freak me out, and I keep them on the shelf. I won't watch The Exorcist for years because I'm afraid that'll happen. I never want to watch it and be like, eh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know? I mean, Rosemary's Baby and The Exorcist are like, still like anxiety-inducing, I guess. Not many horror movies ever really scared me. I mean, the conversation was about like what denotes shock value or not. I mean, you know, I think like the genre at large relies on shock value to a certain extent, with like very few movies that are the exceptions.
Yeah, so, well, I mean, the new what's the clown movie? The Witch
is a movie that has like almost zero shock value.
And whole thing was this fucking clown, just the way they shot the clown coming at the screen. It happened like 8 times in the movie. You're like, all right, dude.
Well, that's different. That's jump scares. That's not shock value. Mm-hmm. Shock. That's shock because it shocks you. But shock
that's
value.
More like a haunted house than a
jump scares are kind of horseshit too. But like,
but that's sort of why I'm watching a horror movie. I want to watch like a psychological, it's the difference between like a thriller or
having a couple is one thing. When every single turn relies on it, like the Conjuring movies do now, where there's literally nothing but jump scares, I'm like, fuck.
Oh
off.
Yeah, or
this
the other
stupid.
Ones, the Paranormal Activity movies, all that. You know, it gets old. You're like, you know. The same thing with the found footage movies. That whole thing has gotten so like boring and hacky at this point. But if I'm, it's almost the same reason I'm getting on a roller coaster. I'm not getting on to enjoy the fucking scenery. I want to have zero gravity. I want to hit fucking 7 loops. I want it to be a long ride.
Right.
Yeah. That's if I'm going to see a horror movie with a chick on a Friday night, I kind of want the jump scares. I want the shock value. I want to walk out a little disturbed.
Sure.
What I loved about Jacob's Ladder when I used to like it is just the sense of like hopelessness it leaves you with.
Yeah.
And then watching it again, it felt like more that it was sort of directionless rather than
Jacob's Ladder. Can I see, let's pull up the trailer. I don't think I've ever seen it.
It's a bit of a fever dream of a kind of.
Yeah, well, exactly. I think the movie that does all the things right is The Thing.
The Thing is amazing.
It's the correct tone. It's bleak. It's horrifying. Then it also has gore and jump scares.
The Thing is good, but it's just that was just entertaining for me. You know,
yeah, I think
it
it's,
was
I,
like I,
to
I
me that's
got
the
a
one.
Good commentary too. Yeah. To it. I mean, it's, you know, it's right around the AIDS, the dawn of the AIDS crisis, sure. And it says a lot about male sexuality. You got eight guys cooped up, and they're ready to choke each other to death. You know, but
let's see the trailer for Jacob's Ladder really quick.
Well, you got to make this is the original because they just remade it. Too.
Oh, they just remade it. So were you talking about
this is the original? Yeah. No, we're talking about this one.
Okay, volume, please.
Every day, Jacob Singer goes to work.
Pause it. That fucking that guy. I mean,
Pablo Francisco.
The guy with Pablo Francisco. I mean, yeah. He was the dude. For how long was he the fucking guy?
Until he died.
He died.
He died a few years ago. Yeah.
Wow.
But he was in it up until the fucking end.
Yeah.
And he got some mainstream fame because of Pablo's bit.
Of course, yeah. Well, that bit, yeah. I mean, Pablo to this day.
Yeah.
Fucking just comes out coked out of his mind and does that bit.
Yeah, he still does it.
But he does it with like a DJ and his opener gets on and fucking backs him up on it now. It's fucking nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what it is, dude. It's like fucking.
He's like sweating. He's
yeah,
like,
dude.
I can't remember who
he
told
dies him. Every show. They're going to bring him back at the end of
I
every show.
I can't remember who told me the story, but it was one club had a policy not to pay the comedians until the last night and they called it the Pablo Francisco.
Oh, that's so funny.
Because they paid him off like a Saturday and he just no showed.
That's hilarious.
Don LaFontaine.
That's hilarious. Yeah, Don LaFontaine.
In a world where something, something. Good, go. Play it.
It's one of those days. And every day he wonders what is happening to him.
Maybe it's the pressure, Jake.
They're like demons, Jeff.
He's dead.
They weren't human.
What were they, Jake? Let me look at your hand. You have a very strange line.
See, according to this, you're already dead.
Something's wrong, Jake. They're coming after me. I don't know who they are or what they are, but they're coming after me.
Oh, it is fucked up.
And I'm scared, Jake.
I've seen them too.
Maybe the demons are real.
He's running 106 feet with.
This is barbaric. I can get rid of the demons. Who are you? I can block the ladder.
Who are you? Where are you taking me? Where am I?
Where do you want to go?
All right, I got it. It's just weird. It's all fucking weird. Yeah, I've never seen it.
Yeah, so, you know, what were we talking about?
I don't even know anymore.
Shock value versus like how much it relies on shock value, and we start
saying that yeah, somebody fucking their dad is shock value, but you know, somebody cutting somebody up with a chainsaw isn't.
Well, look at the time that the Texas Chainsaw Massacre came out. I'm sure that was pretty shocking.
Yeah,
in this day and age, I mean, obviously it's all relative. You know, there are some people that can't even handle the sight of blood. Period.
Yeah.
But I will say there's my point with Ari Aster is, and again, I think the guy makes a good product. It's just not for me. The thing I hear the most when people are commenting on his movies is, oh, it was so fucked up. I hear that constantly.
Hmm.
I very rarely hear, love the character, or shit, I was rooting for so-and-so, or man, that ending really fucked me up.
I was rooting for that little ugly girl to have her head busted off her body.
That, mm-hmm. But that's right, you know what I mean? It's just
and
like...
And then when it happened, I was like, yes!
Yeah.
He puts, like, you know, like...
I spent that entire movie imagining her parents, like, when she landed that role, being like, this is it, you're going to be a movie star.
Yeah, right?
Then they're just sitting around at home waiting for the phone to ring now. And they're like, what? I thought that... I can't even get into the community theater production of Orphan Annie.
300 other ugly little girls had to walk in there and walk out without the role.
Yeah.
There is an odd...
forehead.
I'm not trying to fucking accuse the guy of anything. But there's an odd exploiting exploitative, excuse me.
Yeah, but the girl's
factor
white,
of so deformity in his films. Because that new movie's got that kid that's, and I don't know if it's
I think they
real
should use
or makeup.
Makeup
that's
for
definitely
those kids.
Makeup.
They should. I feel bad for.
Yeah, that other girl has like some kind of birth defect, it looks like.
Does she? We looked at her on the show before.
I googled it to try to find out if she did. I don't think she's
she looks like she has like crousons or apers.
No, what happened
something.
Was one of her parents fought, or her mom drank when she was there because she's got that weird little deformed nose. That's what it is. I know a chick that had the same thing. Was it because her mom was a fucking drunk?
Uh-huh. But so there's not, it's not truly a defect. It's just like, it's just a side effect of.
I don't think she has fetal alcohol syndrome.
There
I
was
think
a little
she,
kid.
She might. She might have either crousons or apers. It looks like.
There was a little kid at Disney who had an extra finger, and he went to go high five James, and it was
holy
like,
ugh. A high six,
an extra finger. Yeah, that's extra, awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I think that only happens to black people, right?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that's that birth defect of an extra finger.
No, my friend's mom growing up was white, and she had it.
Extra finger,
mm-hmm.
Really?
She had an extra finger off her thumb.
What's it look like?
Like she had a fuck. She had it removed, but she had a fucked up thumb.
But like, to tell me,
it like was.
It looks like an extra finger. It looks like a little extra finger.
Like a baby
out.
Finger, though.
Sometimes it looks like a full-fledged finger. Pull up some pictures of this. This exists in the world.
It was a six-fingered man. Remember that from Princess Bride?
Yeah. See, right there, yeah, look. There's a little extra, and she painted the nail. That's
horrible. You got to just get rid of it.
You just chop it off.
How expensive could it be to get rid of that?
I can't imagine it's that much.
Actually, like a paper cutter.
No, but pull up. Forget her. Oh, what does
okay,
she have?
She has, what is it called?
Clitocranial dysplasia.
Oh, wait. Who's...
She's the same thing as... They just said the same thing as the kid on Stranger Things with the fucking missing teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, he has it too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They do kind of have a similar look. That's weird.
Okay, so this is a white... All right, I was wrong. This is a white hand with an extra finger. All right.
Why did they write yes on it? Like, yes, that is an extra finger.
Wow. No, that's real? There's no way that's real.
No, these are...
No, that's real
that
for sure.
That one looks real. Some of these look fucking crazy, though.
Whoa. That's what happens if you finger Yamanika.
What?
I wish a motherfucker had six fingers on one hand. Y'all be fucking around with them five fingers.
Well, Jamie Jassa is missing his thumb.
Isn't that from an accident?
Yeah, I don't even know what it's from, but I always fucking... Go to shake his hand and
just slide right there.
Doesn't fucking wrap his thumb
punch
around
him in
me.
The elbow.
All right, look, we're gonna wrap this one up. This has been a fun show, boys.
Thank Speaking you. Of horror movies, I just got an email from Amazon. My Chucky collection just shipped.
Ooh, I like the new Chucky. I just saw the new Chucky, the newest one, and I enjoyed it.
It was all right.
The
got to get some.
No, I'm sorry.
The remake
not,
or
not the,
remake. Curse of
the
cult curse, of Chucky.
The cult of Chucky.
Yeah, I want to dub over the first one, but do Chucky's voice with like a Chinese accent. I just thought that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was like, I'm going to kill you, you fucking bitch. I don't know. I would take a while. Maybe I'll do the trailer.
You should do the trailer. You really should.
Yeah,
should.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That'd be hilarious.
Leprechaun,
Chucky.
This has been a fun show. Thank you, Nick, for coming in and manning up. I'm like Tim Dillon, who will just lay in the shadows. Also, Tim Dillon agrees with my point. I mean, if you know Tim Dillon, the point that I'm making, Tim wholeheartedly, he's a phony. Whoever's in front of him at the moment, he'll be like, yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly. So that's who fucking Tim Dillon is. It's fine.
Well,
I
talked to him privately and he disagrees.
He completely agrees with me. I'm telling you right now, I know Tim.
Let Tim be on his journey to becoming the next Alex.
I love that you say, I know Tim. No matter what, he'll just agree with you to your face. That's how I know that he secretly agrees with me.
He would agree with that.
Is that I have evidence of him behind my back saying that I was wrong.
Tim is a phony, and Nick is a bully. Joe's the man with a clean
Nick's
asshole.
He's a nice guy. He's just grumpy.
I'm not grumpy. No, I'm fine. I'm all right. Yeah, I just have a reserved affect.
I love you guys. All right, goodbye.
See you, buddy. That's all, folks.